This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, and recurrent UTI. Her last visit was September 30th of 2024, and she's here for an early visit now due to recent hospitalization for severe UTI. Her daughter's very worried, and she's with her for this visit because she's had 3 really severe UTIs within the last year and recently was hospitalized with the UTI. Now she's finishing her last dose of oral antibiotic, and she has to wait 4 to 5 days before the urine can be rechecked to test for cure. Today she's feeling better. Her weight is unchanged since September, although she said she had been losing weight, but now she gained it back as she's eating better and feeling better. Currently, she also saw a urologist out of Lansing, Dr. Miller, for a kidney abnormality that looked like it may be a solid mass. He felt it was probably scar tissue from her lithotripsies, although he did not address the chronic recurrent UTIs. So the patient and her daughter will be calling his office for further evaluation and treatment of that problem that's been going on over the last year. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or cough, no wheezing. She has chronic recurrent diarrhea. She has also suffered from very, very high glucose levels, usually over 300, even if she eats one apple. Blood sugar will be 350. And she is working with a endocrinologist to adjust the insulin without making it too strong. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. She's on a very low dose of Lantus insulin, 3 units a day, and they're starting to titrate that up. She's on pancreatic enzymes before each meal for the chronic diarrhea. Pepcid is 20 milligrams twice a day, and she is finishing the oral antibiotic for UTI. Physical exam, weight 114 pounds, pulse 71, blood pressure is 128 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Most recent lab studies were done January 14th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.94. Estimated GFR is 25, and that is a stable level for her. Glucose was 353. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 26. Calcium, 9.7. Albumin is 4.4. Alkaline phosphatase is elevated at 202. AST and ALT are both normal. And magnesium is 1.7. Hemoglobin is 10.5 with the normal white count. Platelets are 145,000. Assessment and plan. Number one is stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We do want her to continue checking labs monthly. Two, diabetic nephropathy with uncontrolled glucose levels. She does need to work very closely with an endocrinologist to control that sugar to avoid further kidney damage. And three, recurrent UTIs, and the patient and her daughter will be contacting Dr. Miller's office for further evaluation and management of the recurrent UTIs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.